This is Aspen Public Radio. I'm Kristen Kay. Plans for the Gorsuch House Hotel were put on hold this spring when Aspen City Council voted to suspend its review of the project. That doesn't mean the development is out of view, however. Allison Bektesh has been checking in with the players. Hi, Allison.
Hi, Kristen.
Remind us what the Gorsuch House plans are all about.
This year alone, we've seen two different proposals from Norway Island LLC, led by Jeff Gorsuch. The basic premise is that the group wants to build a hotel at the base of the west side of Aspen Mountain, on land that they would buy from the Aspen Skiing Company. To sweeten that land sale, they would also build office space for SkiCo and replace Lift 1A.
And that's where the biggest hang-up is, right?
Right. So Gorsuch took into consideration early criticism of their design. But in the end, the conversation kept coming back to the placement of the new lift, which in the Gorsuch plans was on their land, but many think it would be better for the access point to actually be further into town.
Is that realistic?
There are a lot of reasons to think no, according to Aspen's Peanut Gallery, but what was decided was to ask the experts. The city has now contracted with a consultant, SE Group, to look at potential lift configurations, how they would operate, and what regulations need to be considered. As this analysis is going on, Gorsuch is standing by, but they're not the only ones with their eye on the results. Jen Phelan, the city planner who's overseeing the application, told me that some conceptual ideas from the consultants have already been shared, not only with Gorsuch House, but also with the Aspen Skiing Company and another player, Gorsuch's direct neighbor to the north, which is further into town, Lift One Lodge.
And what's happening with Lift One?
Lift One plans have been approved by the city, but construction hasn't started yet, so theoretically, those plans could change and the lift could be placed lower. Earlier this spring, Michael Brown, who's the principal of the development group behind Lift One, asked council to extend the approvals on his development. He's waiting to see the results from that lift analysis, and that's a clue that maybe there will be some schematic changes in order to accommodate that lower lift. My question would be, what would they want in return?
Well, what's on the table?
One reason why all of this is so controversial is that none of this neighborhood is zoned for tall, high-density buildings. But all spring, we heard from City Council that a zoning variance might be worth a brand new lift. So one thing up for bargaining is the scale of new developments. The city has already approved nearly $20,000 from the general fund for this lift study, but Phelan told me that even more brainstorms are brewing, and they may ask the consultants to widen their scope. The suspense is killing me. I know it's also killing our listeners. We expect to see some clues coming out by the end of this summer or early in the fall.
Okay, we'll look for those discussions between the city, the developers, and the ski company to become public in a month or two. Thanks, Allison.
My pleasure.
Reporter Allison Bektesh with an update on developments proposed at the base of Aspen Mountain near Lift 1A. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.